Social media giant Instagram has stopped showing likes in a trial to relieve pressure on its users. Australia is one of 7 countries where the decision is being tested out. But what will this mean for the booming online world of influencer marketing? Jessica Randell reports.
Likes on Instagram have always been an indication of popularity and online success since the app's launch in late 2010. So much so, many have found ways to make a livable income off the platform. Those who have cracked the code, also known as influencers, rely on audience engagement through features such as likes to prove their marketability to businesses. But the tech giant says the feature is causing more harm than good in areas such as teen development and mental health. As a result, it has decided to trial not showing the number of likes a post gets, and surprisingly, people aren't that mad about it. The decision has been met with positive feedback from both influencers and psychologists alike. Mara Grams is a Queensland-based creative director and influencer who boasts a following of over 33,000. Although engagement is a large part of her online work, she doesn't believe the removal of likes will affect her ability to connect with her audience.
I think a lot of people now are looking at more at content and what you post and what it looks like rather than likes. People really look for somebody who's going to teach them something or content that's going to inspire them. They're not really looking at how many people follow them or how many people like that stuff. I know more of the bigger influencers now, I've noticed, are people who maybe travel and you can see all the cool places that they're going to, or they have really cool style, stuff like that. And you don't necessarily go, oh, that person has this many likes and that's why I want to follow them.
Miss Grams attributes her success to her ability to adapt in an ever-changing online environment. She believes the removal of likes won't impact or hurt Instagram business. It'll just change the way it works.
There is a business side to Instagram where you can see your own personal analytics and you can send that to brands anyway. I think it will be a bit different. I think a lot of brands are going to be asking a bit more for those analytics, but other than that, I think it's okay because I don't think they look at likes all that often.
So the business side of things will survive, but what about the impacts on teens and mental health? Research shows many young adults are addicted to social media platforms and value the gratification they receive online much more than affirmations they may receive in person. Psychologist Nahum Kozak says it's important adolescents understand social media will never truly satisfy their emotional needs. He compares the teen obsession with likes to that of eating a packet of chips.
Likes might be rewarding in the very short term, but not actually be good for you and potentially, like potato chips themselves, be damaging. Because it's not filling, we keep going back also. There could be a bit of an addictive quality, just like the crunch of those potato chips that you want to keep on coming back for.
As a psychologist, Mr. Kozak witnesses firsthand the impact social media has on mental health and is impressed with the tech company's choice to place social responsibility above their bottom line.
There are people who are actually currently being damaged by the likes of social media. I think if we can have an impact on anxiety, on the depression, on the low self-esteem that is coming out in the research of people who spend too much time on social media or might be focused on social media in the wrong way, I think it's very responsible and entirely appropriate.
Mr. Kozak says comparing yourself to others is a natural part of teenage development, but it becomes toxic on social media when comparisons are being made to images which do not represent real life.
The teen years are a time where you're really figuring out who you are and where you are in the world. Like, what does it mean to be you? And of course, we do that by comparing ourselves to one another. That's sort of healthy and natural and has been for a long time. I guess the unhealthy part of the social media thing is that we're comparing ourselves to a fake picture of reality. And that's where it can get very unhealthy and can become even obsessive. And also we can think that we're building relationship, but we're not.
Dr. Rachel Hannam is the director of North Brisbane Psychologists and has worked with adolescents on issues such as social media. For the popular kids who may be relying on Instagram likes to maintain their social status, the removal of the feature could hit hard, but she says it's a necessary learning curve to develop healthier online habits.
For the more popular ones, I imagine there will be some discomfort for them and probably some disappointment for the ones who were getting, you know, a strong following and lots of likes. I think the cost to those more popular young people is outweighed by the benefit to the rest of them, though. It may crumble for some of these people when the likes disappear, but ultimately I think that's a good thing because we all need to learn the lesson that some people will like me, some people won't. My job is to like me.
The removal of the feature is currently being trialled in Australia, Brazil, Canada, Italy, Ireland, Japan, and New Zealand. The decision on whether or not the update will be made permanent will be decided at a later date.